You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. We return now to the Attorney General's ongoing Flint water investigation. Back on January 7th, Noah Hall, who was then a special assistant attorney general for the Flint water investigations, made some explosive allegations right here on Stateside. He said the process of approving the Karenandi Water Authority's pipeline project was, in his words, riddled with fraud. Remember now, the KWA was the reason state officials switched Flint's drinking water to the Flint River, a move that was supposed to be temporary until that new KWA pipeline was built. Well, the switch is what led to the untreated river water corroding old pipes and causing lead to leach into the city's drinking water. Here is Noah Hall from January 7th.
The state of Michigan committed a fraud in indebting the city of Flint for bonds for a project that it was never going to see. Folks in Flint are going to be paying debt on bonds that an emergency manager saddled them with, thanks to the involvement of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and the State Attorney General's office. We need to get to the bottom of this. We need to see how this happened. We need to see why the Attorney General's office did not provide independent oversight of the Department of Environmental Quality in issuing the administrative consent order. And we need to ensure that far better accountability put in place in the future so that this type of fraud doesn't happen again.
Well, a month after that interview aired, Attorney General Dana Nessel fired Noah Hall. The reason, apparently, the comments he made on this show. Noah Hall is back with us again. Noah, welcome back. So what exactly did the Attorney General's office say when they fired you?
Well, that's a difficult question for me to answer because I have to respect the Attorney General's office as my former client. So anything that the Attorney General's office shares with me as their client, even in the course of terminating me as their attorney, is closely protected with confidentiality.
So what can you say as far as your understanding of why you were let go?
Well, I could share what I've what's public, and I think that's the safest ground to stay on. Publicly, the Attorney General's office has made a policy decision to essentially close the independent investigation and turn the work of investigating, prosecuting and litigating fraud in Flint over to the state's attorneys housed in the state attorney general's office.
So we don't need you anymore.
Well, it's not that they don't need me anymore. I think they're saying to take the personal edge off of it, they don't need an independent counsel anymore. The attorney general has made a policy decision that she thinks the interests of the folks in Flint, especially their interests adverse to the state of Michigan, can be represented by the state attorney general's office. She believes that the state attorney general's office can essentially wear both hats, represent the people who are affected, as well as the governor and the state agencies and the other folks who are responsible.
When you were on here on January 7th, you talked about the attorney general's office signing of that administrative consent order in 2014, issuing bonds to build the Karenandi Water Authority, and you described that as loaded with fraud. Can you offer any more details about exactly what kind of fraud you think was buried in all of that?
Sure. And I could speak to this pretty comfortably because it's public and a lot of the allegations have been made public both in criminal charges as well as in civil complaints in both state and federal court. The heart of it is this. In the rush to come up with $80 million to build this Karenandi Water Authority pipeline, the emergency manager and the state of Michigan through its Department of Environmental Quality and the Attorney General's office essentially came up with a fraudulent project to justify the bonding of $80 million. That fraudulent project was the cleanup of a lime sludge lagoon. It was the basis of an administrative consent order. And the administrative consent order should have never been issued. It should have never been the basis for the bonds. The bonds are not were certainly not necessary to address the underlying sludge problem. It was a scheme. It was a fraud. It was a shell game. And the State Department of Environmental Quality was at the center of it. But the Attorney General's office, as the attorneys for the state of Michigan, as well as the attorneys for the Department of Environmental Quality, have a formal role in approving administrative consent orders to ensure that they're legitimate. And that didn't happen here. It was just another failing and another another instance of another part of state government not doing its job for the people of Flint.
Why? What was the driver behind this, finding this sludge project? What was the driver behind all of this, do you think?
Well, the Michigan Civil Rights Commission found that the driver for the KWA pipeline has a lot to do with, unfortunately, the decades-old stories of racism and division between our cities and suburbs, the desires for to break up the Detroit Water and Sewer District, and the legitimate concerns of folks in the northern suburbs wanting their own water supply. I would say that overall, the KWA pipeline was a bad policy decision, but there was nothing inherently criminal or fraudulent about wanting a new pipeline. It's how they went about it. It's how they justified paying for it, and it was how they schemed to indebt the city of Flint to pay for it.
When you spoke on January 7th, you were addressing concerns you had that go to the Bill Schuette era, not the Dana Nessel era. She, in fact, just started working as the attorney general. Why do you think that she felt your services as independent counsel were no longer needed?
Well, that's a tough question. It's kind of like asking the guy who got dumped why you broke up. It's not probably a great question for me. I think it was something I said. Well, as is the case when a working relationship is over, you're not entirely sure what the reason was, but I was assured that there was no concerns about my performance, quality of legal work, or anything like that, of course, and that it was a policy decision that the Attorney General's office did not want an independent special counsel looking into the activities of the state. And I think that I could discuss this part of it, I think, publicly, because the Attorney General's office has now stated publicly that the reason for ending the special counsel investigation is that they believe that the interests of Flint and the people of the state of Michigan can be represented by the same attorneys who represented Governor Snyder.
So with no more independent special counsel, are you confident the Attorney General's office can investigate itself and its own role in what happened in Flint and, more importantly, hold people to account?
No. I'm very concerned about the lack of independent investigation. I personally have no hard feelings over being terminated. I wasn't even taking pay for the past 2.5 years. So being terminated from an unpaid position isn't even really the same as being fired. It's probably more like being dumped. And while I'm eager to keep helping the folks in Flint, I absolutely understand and respect the decision of the Attorney General to use another attorney. That's well within her discretion. My concern is that instead of replacing me and my team with other independent attorneys, she's replaced me and my team with attorneys who are salaried by the state of Michigan, who are staffed in the Attorney General's office. And most problematically, these exact attorneys have been defending Governor Snyder, the Department of Environmental Quality, and numerous other arms of the state in cases against Flint residents. This is the legal team that has been defending the former governor against the people of Flint in both state and federal court. And now they're turning around and saying that the same legal team that has defended the governor can not only adequately represent the people of Flint, but will go a step further and investigate further wrongdoings in the state and the Attorney General's office. I don't see how that's possible.
I know the Detroit News kind of dug into this in a recent story and quoted some legal experts who said it is possible for an assistant attorney general to maintain both plaintiff and defendant roles in an ethical way. And should also be noted, an ethics officer in the AG's office is reviewing this situation.
Well, there's absolutely room in terms of the legal ethics for an attorney to have this dual role. First of all, whether it's the right thing to do is a different question from whether it's ethically permissible. But more fundamentally, without disclosing confidential information, I can assure you that the cases that we were developing on behalf of the people of the state would inherently create a conflict for any attorney defending the state, because many of our claims and our issues involve conspiracies and joint actions by state actors and private actors, by emergency managers and Department of Environmental Quality, by the Attorney General's office and the state treasurer. It's very difficult in the Flint water crisis to pick one or two responsible parties, say that you're going to go after them, side with the plaintiffs, and ignore all the other responsible parties.
And call it a day.
Yeah, it's a very tortured way to go about investigating the Flint water crisis and bringing justice to the people of Michigan. What we really need, not just for Flint, is a truly independent voice for people who've been poisoned and wronged by their government. And folks who've been poisoned and wronged by their government should not have to call Lansing to go and investigate on their behalf.
If you've just joined us, I'm speaking with Noah Hall, the former Special Assistant Attorney General for the state's Flint water investigation. He was removed from that post a month ago by Attorney General Dana Nessel. Are there other questions, other lines of inquiry that you were investigating that you are concerned will go unaddressed?
Yeah, without going into specifics or without violating any of my obligations as a former prosecutor and based on my familiarity with the documents, absolutely, there are fundamental and very deep issues about accountability and about oversight and about responsiveness to public concerns that have not been addressed and that require an independent investigation. Most fundamentally, a lot of money has been spent in Flint on the KWA pipeline and now subsequently on much of the – a lot of money has been spent on lawyers defending what the state did. If a fraction of those resources were used to investigate why the state did the wrongs that it committed, we'd have a much better chance at avoiding these problems in the future.
You know, you spoke with us, Noah, during the first week of Attorney General Nessel's tenure. Why did you choose to go public with your concerns rather than bring them to the new AG privately?
Oh, well, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the new Attorney General. And one of the early messages she sent was that she was going to be getting involved in the Flint water litigation on behalf of the state defendants in an effort to settle the case, which frankly I'm very supportive of. I think it's been horrendous that the state of Michigan has continued to defend itself against its own residents in the 3 years since the crisis has unfolded. So I was really excited that the new Attorney General wants to settle and give folks in Flint the justice they deserve. What that means is, as an ethical matter, that she is representing the state of Michigan and I think doing so in a very good way. But I'm representing the people of the state, adverse to the State Department of Environmental Quality, adverse to the state government, and so it would not be appropriate for me to communicate directly with the Attorney General on the matter. Instead, after she was elected, I communicated directly with Attorney General's office as an opposing counsel to keep them apprised of all developments in the case, and I invited a dialogue with the state solicitor general, who would be directly supervising the prosecution.
What does this move, in your view, say to the people of Flint still looking for answers as to how their drinking water became poisoned by lead?
Well, the folks in Flint know how their drinking water got poisoned. They know it was by the state. But what they're looking for is some true accountability and justice from the state. And regardless of whether, as an ethical matter, the Attorney General can get away with this, it's not going to do anything to rebuild the trust and the faith in government from the people in Flint and really statewide. What folks in Flint want to see is true justice and accountability with an acknowledgement of the wrongs that were committed and tangible measures to make sure this will never happen again. Telling the people of Flint that they are now represented by the attorneys for former Governor Snyder and the Department of Environmental Quality is a slap in the face. There's no other way to look at it. The folks in Flint have now been wronged yet again, and once more the state is telling them that they don't have an independent voice, that they don't have any legitimate concerns that the state can't address, and essentially leave this to the state and its professionals to take care of. We're 3 years after the water crisis began to unfold, 4 years after the water crisis unfolded, and former Governor Snyder has racked up millions in private outside counsel paid for by the people of the state of Michigan. Other state officials have racked up millions of dollars of private outside counsel to defend their interests against the people of the state. I didn't take any money from the state for the past 2.5 years trying to be an independent voice for the people of Flint and for the wrongs that were committed. And it is frustrating to me that in all of the changes that are being made to bring justice in the Flint water crisis, the first major change is getting rid of the unpaid independent special counsel instead of some of the other really striking injustices going on.
Noah Hall, the former independent special counsel in the Flint water investigation, also an environmental law professor at Wayne State Law School. Thank you so much for being with us, Noah.
Thank you.
And we reached out to the Department of Environmental Quality. A spokesman said the department has no comment at this time. And we reached out to Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. Spokesman Dan Olson sent us this response, and I quote, "Our office adheres to the highest ethical standards, which is why we asked our ethics officer for a complete and thorough ethical review of how he brought the civil case against Veolia and other Flint water consultants back into the department. That report showed no ethical concerns. We also specifically asked if the AG plans to investigate the Office of Attorney General's role in issuing bonds for the KWA pipeline. Olson replied, and again I quote, investigations remain under the purview of the criminal side of the conflict wall, and civil attorneys do not have any authority over those investigations.